Hey guys, I'm Rick, and that is One Big Pile of Bricks with our amazing guest, me! Okay, I just want to give you guys an update on what's been happening in the last couple of months with our podcasts, with our store. Why has there been a break on our podcast? What's been happening with me? What's been happening with the store? Let me just fix my collar so I'll look a bit more professional and sit up straight. That would help. A bit of a rambling little podcast. It's going to be me. Might be a little bit less than 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but just to give you a rundown on what's been happening and, you know, what's going to happen moving forward with the podcast. Now, keep in mind, we started the podcast, Caroline and I started the podcast, That Is One Big Pile of Bricks during, it was an idea that sparked just after, during the COVID lockdowns. You know, we were trying to figure out what was the best avenue to connect to the people, our customers. You guys, our amazing listeners. As you can see, I'm looking to the side because the camera's here, so I'm trying to read the screen and doing some things all together. But moving forward, you'll see we'll be doing a lot more podcasts like this, remote podcasts. Not so much more on location, but I'm going to try and still do some on location, but it all depends on, you know, my schedule, because my schedule is crazy right now. The store has been busy, which is amazing, and we really appreciate you guys. I want to explain what's been happening with the online store, because I know a lot of you guys have been a bit upset that we haven't had a lot of stock online. Now, we're going to touch on that in a second, or in a moment, I should say. Excuse me if I'm stuttering a little bit. It's quite late here. It's like 8 p.m. at night. I'm just going to try and wrap up things for you so you guys understand what's been happening with us, the store, you know, Ruby. There's been a lot we need to touch on here. So let's start off episode 58, I think it is, episode 58 of That Is One Big Pile of Bricks. So just me rambling today, something different. Episode 59, we'll have another guest. And moving forward, we're looking at getting more international guests that we're going to be able to do remote podcasts, which is amazing. This one won't be as polished as our normal podcast because obviously I'm going to edit this one myself. But you're going to see moving forward, we're going to have a lot of international guests. We're going to have some new LEGO Masters contestants. Obviously, there's a new season that starts on Sunday. So hopefully this podcast gets released this week before Friday. But, you know, my crazy schedule, we'll see what happens. So just to touch on a few things, obviously, you know, Carolyn and I have been in business a long time, 13 years, I believe. Close to 14 years we've been doing I'm Rick James Bricks. Amazing, incredible ride. A lot of things has happened, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. There's been a lot of everything that's been happening. So with the I'm Rick James Bricks side, so April last year, obviously you guys would know, I went on a big trip, needed a break like everyone does after COVID. First travel, it's amazing. I've got to see a lot of amazing places. I got to travel to a lot of amazing places. And also too, I love Disney, so I loved seeing all that Disney stuff. But like, what are we in now? 2024. So the end of 2022, I had a conversation with my doctor, my rheumatologist, and he said to me, mate, you're fat. Basically, that's what happened. You're fat. You're carrying a little bit too much weight. It's not good for your health. I was on like heart medication. I was on pre-diabetic medication. I was pretty heavy. I peaked at about 146 kilos thereabouts is what I peaked at my biggest weight. Now, I'm not that good at editing stuff and adding images, but if you guys want to see a picture of Fat Rick, I'm sure we can arrange one. But if you go to the Contact Us page, there's a photo of Fat Rick there. And, you know, I look back on that photo now and it's quite shocking, but, you know, we all go through things that changes our body. A part of that was the autoimmune medication, and a part of that too was I was suffering some pretty bad depression, which we all sort of carry with us, you know, like we all carry depression in some sort of way. You know, I've been missing my mum a lot, who's been passed for a long time, but that's my issue and no one else's. But yeah, so the doctor said to me, hey, you need to lose weight. So I said to Caroline wasn't aware of this. Oh, grey hair there on my side. You can say, oh, grey hair, silver fox. So doctor had this conversation with me. Caroline didn't know. I went overseas. So overseas, I lost 20 kilos. So as of today, I weighed myself yesterday at the gym. I'm at about 56, 57 kilos lost in about a year span. Because now it is April. I did go away April 2023. But I decided for myself to lose the weight. So in a year, I've lost about 50 kilos. I appreciate all the lovely customers' comments who comment on my weight loss in store, which is pretty, you know, it's pretty amazing. It makes me feel good. It always feels good when someone comments like, hey, you've lost a lot of weight. That's amazing, you know. Keep up the good work. What's your secret? Honestly, just walking. Walking and eating better. In saying that, I still eat some bad food every now and then. I had some bad food for dinner tonight. won't mention that one, but anyway, I'll walk that off. I'm averaging, 15,000 steps a day to try and maintain my weight loss. And because of that, my autoimmune is in remission, which is amazing. You guys will see I hobble a little bit every now and then. That's because I've got no cartilage in my left foot, but that's just, they can't fix that without an operation, and no one wants that operation. I don't want an operation, and it's not good for the business for me to have an operation. As you can see behind me, I'm currently recording in our streaming room. We have a streaming room, I'm Rich James Bricks, upstairs, which I will go back to streaming. I think it's time I went back to streaming now that I'm in the right headspace. I want to make it kind of a live stream of you guys being able to ask me questions, especially with, when stock getting in, what's happening with this product, who's upsetting the website. So shout out to Sarah and Brett. They update our amazing website. I'm coughing a bit today, so sorry about that. Brett doesn't, sorry. Sarah edits our website, so she's furiously doing it. I'm updating it as well now. We've got a new register system that merges our POS and our online together in one, which is amazing. It's good for Caroline, no more remotely removing stuff. Sarah as well. It means our stock online is accurate to what we have in store. Some items will still be in store only. And the reason for that is stock is still hard to get. Speaking of stock, as you guys are probably aware, our online store for the last couple of months hasn't been its greatest it could have been. During lockdown, we were supported immensely by people in a state, in Victoria, Pakenham locals, everybody. And our website was pumping, Still does pump, but at the moment, we've had to reduce our stock in online because Lego Australia, as of the 10th of February, closed their warehouse in Australia to relocate to a newer, bigger facility. In the meantime, in them moving facilities, in the process of moving facilities, something went wrong in their systems, and we haven't had a Lego delivery for 2 months. So we had our Lego delivery today, which is the 9th of April. Hopefully this podcast can go live tomorrow, and my fingers crossed. We'll see how timing goes. I might be able to release it tonight, but we'll see. Might be a live action bang straight up, but we'll see how it go. Lego Australia closed. They moved. We haven't had a Lego delivery for 2 months. We've been managing with the collections we've been purchasing. Shout out to all those amazing customers who have been reaching out to us. You might have heard a jingle. That's a little Fawn. You might see her. Hey, come here. So Fawn is our amazing new little chihuahua. Oh, there she is. Hi, Fawn. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. That's Fawn. That's our little baby. Those who can't obviously see the podcast, why it's listening to it on your smartphone or iPod or whatever. But yeah, there's Fawn. Now we'll touch on Fawn in a second. And you go, sweetie, back into bed. Whoop, there you go. Oh, see you later. She is a beautiful animal. Anyway, back to what I was saying. ADHD brain. We'll touch on that as well. So, Lego Australia been closed. Not closed, but the facility hasn't been shipping stock. We finally got 5 pallets today. 5. That's good for us. Pre-close of the warehouse, we used to get about 10 to 12 a week. Now, it's starting to filter back through. Be patient with us. I'm hoping our online site will be back and up and running to its full potential in the next 2 to 3 months. Once Lego Australia starts shipping a bit more, things start getting back to normal. Excuse me, young lady, what are you up to? Just making sure a young lady doesn't do pop a whiz behind me. Hey, what are you doing? A little troublemaker. This is how you know it's live action. I'm Rick James Bricks here, happening on Tuesday night. But yeah, so hopefully, fingers crossed, guys, the website's back up and running towards full potential. In the meantime, watch our store tours, sign up for our email newsletters, because you see that we're still getting stock into the store. The store will always be full, and the store will always be the main priority, because we want you guys, when you're visiting on the weekend and driving, we're getting people that are driving from the border, Ballarat, Bendigo. That's not really the border. Balan. Dog's being a silly girl. What are you doing up there? All these crazy places that they're coming from, and we truly appreciate it, Caroline and I and the team have built this amazing store that people are happy to drive and visit us, which I'm really happy about. I really appreciate it. Without you guys, obviously, I always say this, that we know I'm Rick James Bricks. But yeah, so to touch on that, Lego Australia, it's starting to ship a bit more. In the same sentence, late last year, I was diagnosed with ADHD, attention deficit hyper disorder. I believe that's how you say it. I could be wrong, but that's how it is, right? So I have that. I am medicated. So if sometimes I'm a bit flat, it's because, medication changes your you know, changes the way you look at things sometimes. So if I'm a bit flat and you come to the store, that's the only reason. But I'm still the standard Rick. I'm still a little bit crazy. But other than that, I'm all good. So ADHD, autoimmune's in remission, Lego Australia, shipping finally. We did get Fawn. The reason for Fawn, that was my decision. I've always wanted Chihuahua. Those who follow the store, who have followed us for a long time. One second. What are you doing? What are you doing? Come here. Those who follow the store for a long time will know that, unfortunately, about 6 weeks ago now, it was about February 17th, so about 6 weeks ago, six, 7 weeks ago, unfortunately, Ruby passed away. Ruby was in a big part. Ruby was a big part of our store. You know, Ruby was an asset to us. We loved Ruby immensely. Ruby passed away at the age of 14 and 8 months. She lived a long, long life for a whippet. We did have a few unsavory comments towards the end about her body weight and stuff, but unfortunately, that's what happens later in life. But she passed away because she had a heart condition. Ruby was an amazing dog. I've always wanted Chihuahua, and there is Fawn. Whoop, Fawn! She's my little baby. She's Caroline's, but mostly mine. She's in the process of getting dog trained, so if she's a bit grizzly at the store, that's the reason, but she'll be back to... She'll be like, saying hello to everybody soon enough. And the reason why my hands are down here, because I'm patting the dog. But yeah, so we got Fawn. Unfortunately, Ruby passed, but we've managed that well, because Ruby's been a massive asset. And if you can hear a little moaning and groaning, that's Fawn on my lap. Well, what else is there to touch base on? Took a break on the podcast just because I was a bit busy with the store. Obviously, I'm going to try and make him a bit more regular. We got a few guests coming on. I want Billsy to come back on because I want Billsy to talk about his journey, his health journey. Nothing to do with Lego. I want him to talk about his health journey because Billsy's just had an operation for his health. So we want to touch on that. I have a few international guests line up, so that'll be very exciting. And some few other surprise guests here and there, which will be great. So, and also, we are in the process of purchasing one of our biggest collections ever that we've ever purchased, 208 Lego sets. Brett and I are going there this evening to go collect it. That's why I'm late at the store tonight, and the dog is trying to nip me because she's a nipper. We're picking up this massive Lego collection. 208 Lego sets, which is pretty cool, pretty exciting. Got a truck, going to go collect it. Excuse me, I'm going to put the dog down. There you go, sweetie. So yeah, 208 Lego sets. So if you have a Lego collection you'd like to sell us, please reach out to us. Press contact us on our website, or email us at admin@imrickjamesbricks.com.au. Best way to email us, Excel sheet, detail the collection you have, photos even if you want to. It might not get through just because it could be flagged for spam or whatever, but try and reach out to us. But yeah, the store is in such a great spot. We look forward to showing you guys this weekend how many Lego sets we have. We had 5 pallets delivered, which is pretty cool. Pretty excited about that. Hold that thought. Just checking on the dog, making sure she's not being a little bit crazy. Let me just... I'll be back. 2 seconds. Check this out. All right, I'm back. Look what she was chewing on. Wait, I don't know where she found this, but anyway. Yeah, so we have Fawn. Amazing little dog. I'm going to wrap it up as quickly as I can. Short podcast today, just to touch base on where we're at. If you've got any questions, feel free to email us. You want anything to know about the store, we want these podcasts to be a bit more personable. Streaming again soon, as you can see, amazing stream room. Got a shout out to Denmark, you know, where Lego came from. But yeah, so the store's going well. We really look forward to seeing you guys in store. Can't wait to show you this Lego collection. Oh my God, 208 sets tonight. Thursday, another 300 Lego sets, I believe, of a collection. It's quite a large one. It could be a little bit less. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, Caroline and I and the team... This weekend at Sarah, actually. Caroline, Sarah and I, and little Fawny, look forward to seeing you this weekend. We've got 5 pallets got delivered today, Avengers Towers, the Viking Village set, a bunch of other top-ups too. But this collection tonight is massive. Same with the collection that's coming on Thursday. Hopefully this podcast goes out before then, but this collection on Thursday as well is quite large. It's mostly Star Wars, which is pretty cool. Series 26 Lego minifigures just went live on our website. You can sign up for those email notifications right now. All heaps of new Lego due in June. I'm just keeping an eye on the dog because she's a little troublemaker. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this rambling of Rick James rambling on a podcast on his own today. But we will have podcasts. We're going to try and release them a bit more regularly. I'm really sorry that they haven't been. I just needed the break. I suffered a bit of burnout because I was trying to do a million things at once. But it looks like I'm going to be able to get back on track with the podcasts. Keep an eye on our social media for all those amazing LEGO collections we've been getting. LEGO deliveries. We got Piranha Plant today as well, which is pretty amazing. I appreciate you guys. The staff appreciate you guys. Without you guys, there'd be no I'm Rick James Bricks. And no, that is one big pile of bricks. We look forward to seeing you soon. Come visit us every weekend. We are open Saturday AM, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Let me start again. We are open Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We look forward to seeing you in store soon. And I look forward to releasing more podcasts. I'm going to go deal with Fawn. That is one big pile of bricks. Short 20-minute podcast with Rick James today and Little Fawn, who's being a troublemaker. We look forward to seeing you again in store soon. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for being amazing. We look forward to seeing you in store soon. Thanks, guys.